As Yaakov prepares for the confrontation with his brother Esav, he offers a prayer to Hashem. And in that prayer, he reflects on the great journey that he himself has made since he last left his parental home, since he last saw Esav. And he declares in a very well-known pasuk, "Katonti mikol chasadim umikol ha'emes, asher asita es avdecha." I am, and I would say the simple understanding of the pasuk is, I am unworthy, katonti, I am small, I am unworthy, considering all of the chasadim, all the great kindness and gifts that Hashem has given me, asher asita es avdecha. After all, as he concludes, the last time I passed over this river when I left my parents' home, I had nothing, just a stick in my hands. And now, my family, my possessions have grown so much that I actually have to divide them into two camps. Rashi actually translates katonti as, I am diminished. That is to say that I had certain reward that I deserved because of all the things I've done that are appropriate. I thought maybe that I'd have that reward saved for me in the next world, but yet I see all the blessing that I've gotten already in this world, so that's, so to speak, diminishing, it's running the account down for the reward I'll get in the next world. However, I'd like to focus not on Rashi's interesting interpretation, but a beautiful, beautiful idea that is suggested and developed by the Sfas Emes, the Ger Rebbe, as he presents actually two ideas. I'll first mention briefly an idea he says from somebody else, and then we'll focus most of our attention on an incredible thought of his own. So the Sfas Emes, the Ger Rebbe, begins by noting in the name of his grandfather the insight of an even earlier Hasidic sage, the Chozen Milublin, who said in a very creative, kind of classically Hasidic play on words or creative reading of the Pasuk, he says, the ability to remain humble, to be katonti, to be humble, katonti, that feeling of unworthiness, the ability to remain katonti, even after a person has success like Yaakov did, that is mikola chasadim. That's the greatest chesed Hashem can perform. Katonti mikola chasadim, to remain with a feeling of katonti, to remain with a feeling of humility, even after you've succeeded, mikola chasadim. That's the greatest of all the chasadim that Hashem could give you. Because of course, naturally, when we have success, family, personal, or professional, we're prone to losing our humility and becoming arrogant. But if Hashem can bless me that not only was I successful, but I remained humble, katonti, mikol chasadim, that's the greatest chesed. That's a very creative, but sharp, and I think very meaningful insight of the Chozen Milublin, which I think is worthy of further thought and meditation by all of us. However, I do want to spend the remaining time focusing on the Sfas Emes's own interpretation. And his interpretation, I think, is somewhat creative and counterintuitive, and therefore we'll appreciate it more if we introduce it by what I think is the more typical understanding of what we think Yaakov might be saying. I think ordinarily, I think we all know ourselves. We know ourselves better than anyone else can know us, even better than our spouse or our children. And we therefore know, if we're being brutally honest, we know just how imperfect we are. We know just how unworthy we truly are, and how undeserving we are for all of the blessings in our life. Therefore, since we know all of our faults, we know how unworthy we are, therefore, when I see the blessings in my life, I realize that Hashem has given them to me, not because I deserve them, but because of chesed, Hashem's kindness. I think there's undoubtedly a certain truth to that, profound truth, but that's not what the Sfas Emes says. He says, on the contrary, the deeper and even more meaningful explanation is that through all of the chasadim that Hashem has done for me, as a result of all of the brachos that Hashem has brought into my life, that's how I know katonti. That's how I know that I'm undeserving. That is to say, if I had just gotten a little bracha, a little chesed from Hashem, then I might delude myself into thinking, you know, I'm a good person. I do good things. I do mitzvos, I'm kind, I'm honest, I'm caring, I'm pious. So I probably deserve the things I'm getting. But then I see it's not just a little blessing, but this much blessing, this much kindness, so much bracha in my life. There's no way I'm that good. There's no way I deserve that much blessing and kindness in my life. In other words, says the Sfas Emes, the more chesed, the more bracha I have in my life, the more I realize just how undeserving I am of all of it. And this is, he says, is what Yaakov was saying. Katonti mikol chasadim. Given how much blessing I have in my life, I realize katonti, there's no way I deserve it. It's really Hashem's kindness. And that's the continuation of the pasuk. Yaakov recalls, kibum akli, I used to have nothing. I left my parents' house with nothing more than my staff. And look what I have now, a great family, wealth. In other words, it's not just that Yaakov was humble despite his success. He was humble because of his success. And then the Sfas Emes adds one more point, which is also so insightful and so instructive. He says, "Ein ze davar katan sheyizkor ha'adam ad esrim shana mashahayalo." It's not a small thing, says the Sfas Emes, to still remember after 20 years what you once were. In other words, says the Sfas Emes, it's one thing to be grateful and humbled initially when you receive a great blessing. But the tendency is that usually, over time, you get used to that blessing until it becomes second nature, until it just becomes part of who you are, and you forget that you ever were something else. You forget who you were. You forget where you came from, and you definitely forget that initial humble and undeserving feeling. Yaakov's greatness was to have genuine humility, which remained and grew over time. Since, as his blessings grew, therefore his humility only deepened. And that is certainly no small thing, and all part of the greatness of Yaakov, and all part of what we hopefully can aspire to and learn from him. The more blessing in our life, the more humble we should be.